No problem. Thanks for having me.
Hey, so you've been through this before. You've been to the NLCS. What's different this time around for you?
Nothing. We're just not going to Chicago. We're going to Milwaukee. Other than that, you know, we got to treat it the same. It's going to be cold, though, so we got to get used to that.
Yeah, but they'll close the roof, right? Won't they?
Yeah, most likely, but yeah. You never know.
Hey, so staying on different, for you, from last year to this year, what has been the biggest difference? I mean, I know you're a year removed from your rookie of the year, and you took the world by storm. But coming back this year, not only just the team, but you, the differences, what was the biggest change from year one to year two for you?
Just learning how to have a game plan. I think last year I was going out and just kind of swinging and banging, and then this year I kind of had to learn how pitchers are going to pitch me and all that kind of little stuff. And I'm still learning, obviously, but it was nice to have a little bit of failure so I can learn that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they say the most difficult thing to do is to learn how to adjust. At times, do you play games with yourself mentally as you go through that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you hear that term, baseball is 90% mental, I think it is. A lot of it is confidence, so if you can go into the game with good confidence, then you're going to be all right.
Hey, Cody, you know, you guys are so deep, and that's what everybody talks about, that, you know, not only just in up and down the lineup, but guys coming off the bench can come in and get big hits and have big performances at any time. How difficult is it for you, say, just not being in the lineup every single day or not necessarily knowing if you're in the lineup the next day unless you see the kind of pitching matchup? Is that more difficult than being in the lineup every single day?
Yeah, I think it's hard playing every single day, but I think that's the easiest way to play. Yeah, we got a lot of players, so I mean, when it's your time to shine, you got to shine, and you got to be a good teammate. And I mean, at the end of the day, you got to win. So we're doing whatever we can to win.
Cody Bellinger is with us. Fred Rogan and Rodney Pete on AM 570 LA Sports. Do you like playing the outfield more than first base?
I really do. I kind of like showing the athleticism. I'm still learning the little things out there, but I feel better every day I'm out there. So. I don't think a lot of people know about the speed yet, and I like to show it off when I can.
Yeah, you do, and I've noticed you guys have been, at least lately, running a little bit more, stealing bases. Is that something that's been emphasized, and will you guys continue to do that?
I mean, we'll see. I think in the playoffs, it's harder to do all your little things because everything is amplified. But, I mean, yeah, we had some success stealing bases, so we're going to do what we can to take extra base or do what we can to get in scoring position.
All right, let me ask you a stupid question, and I'll preface it by saying it's stupid, okay? So I'm letting you know it's going to be a stupid
a lot,
question,
Fred.
Right? Here we go. So when they're shifting against you, how come guys just don't bunt the other way?
Well, I mean, the third baseman's in on the grass, so if you bunt, you got no shot at being safe. You know, I mean, I think some guys, the third baseman's at the shortstop, and I don't know why they don't bunt, but for me, I've had the shift, and then the third baseman's always in right by third base, so I can't bunt.
Yeah, once you've done it a couple times, and I've seen you do that, then they realize that you can get it and lay it down, so they stop doing it. All right, I got a question for you, man. Who pimps their home run the best?
This year?
Yeah.
Probably Muncy.
Yeah?
Muncy's always got the bat drops. Yaz's is good.
Yaz's is good.
I don't know. I would say Muncy probably this year.
Yeah, he started to feel it a little bit. After home run about 20, he started to really pimp it.
Yeah, he did. But that's all good. He rakes.
All right, Cody, what do you know about Milwaukee? I know you've probably had a chance to look at some tape on them. What do you see when you see the Brewers?
Good team. I think they got the best hitter in the National League, debatable, and Yelich. And their bullpen is good. So it's going to be a really tough series, and it's going to be a competitive series.
Yeah, everybody says, you know, just exactly what you said, their bullpen is really good. So do you go in this game saying, man, we got to keep the starter in the game? Like most games, you're like, we got to get to their pen. Once we get to their pen, we're going to, you know, we're going to rake on them. But in this case, their bullpen is the strength. So it's almost like you want to beat them by like 1,000 cuts and not really get out them too early because their bullpen comes into play.
Well, I mean, if you get the pitcher out of there, that means you're hitting them and scoring runs. So. I mean, I think we got such a talented lineup that no matter who we're going to face, we're going to have a chance to score.
you know, during the season, and for fans, I'm not talking about you guys, but for fans, it was a complete roller coaster. Up, down, people on the edge of their seat. I wonder how you guys remain so calm during the entire season.
Oh, man, we play 162, so we told everyone not to worry. We understand why people kind of panic, but like I said, we knew we were going to be all right at the end.
Cody Bellinger with us on AM570 LA Sports. Fred Rogan and Rodney Pete. Dodgers getting ready to open the NLCS tomorrow against the Milwaukee Brewers. You like the city of Milwaukee? Aside from just playing there, you ever travel to Milwaukee? Can you give us any travel tips before you go, Cody?
Man, I don't even know what kind of hotel we stay in Milwaukee. So I don't know. I don't know one thing about Milwaukee other than that their cheese is supposedly pretty good.
Cheese and bratwurst. Right? Yeah, the bratwurst and the cheese.
I don't know. That's all I heard.
Hey, man, well, thanks for jumping on. Keep it going. Go up there and get them.
Awesome. Thank you.